Well, good morning. What a joy it is to be in the house of the Lord. Can you say amen, whether we're in person or online? It's a wonderful way to come together to encourage one another in the faith. And I was thinking today, the title, God Think. Now, we know that God thinks, and he said that his ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and that's probably a good thing. But he does think, and scriptures give us a clue about what God is thinking all the time. And I use for my scripture text in Mark's Gospel, chapter 8, verses 27 through 38. And this is when Jesus was receiving the declaration from Peter that he truly was the Son of God. Verse 27. Jesus and his disciples left Galilee and went up to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And as they were walking along, he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" "Well," they replied, "some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others say you are one of the other prophets." And then Jesus asked, "Well, who do you say I am?" And Peter replied, "You are the Messiah." But Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. And then starting at verse 31, Jesus predicts his death. Then Jesus began to tell them that he, the Son of Man, would suffer many terrible things and be rejected by the leaders, the leading priests, and the teachers of religious law. And he would be killed, and 3 days later he would rise again. And as he talked about this openly with his disciples, Peter took him aside and told him that he shouldn't say things like that. Jesus turned and looked at his disciples and then said to Peter very sternly, "Get away from me, Satan. You are seeing merely things from a human point of view and not from God's." And then he called his disciples and the crowds to come over and listen. "If any of you want to be my followers," he told them, "you must put aside your selfish ambition, shoulder your cross, and follow me. If you try to keep your life for yourself, you will lose it. But if you give your life for my sake and for the sake of the good news, you will find true life. And how do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul in the process? Is anything worth more than your soul? If a person is ashamed of me and my message in these adulterous and sinful days, then I, the Son of Man, will be ashamed of that person when I return in the glory of my Father with the holy angels." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.